Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of August, recording at 9:38 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets quietly steady for the most part, although South Korea was down a little bit, and the Hang Seng was down a teensy bit. European stock markets were steady, closing out with gains, on average, not that far off the 1% level. However, they closed while Wall Street was still on the upside, and Wall Street did slip for most of the day. It had narrowed declines towards the close, but then they expanded out again in the last 10 minutes or so. The S&P down 8 points to 1047. And let's see, long-dated government bonds, that boosted U.S. Treasuries, which closed up a full point on the futures contracts. The gilts and bunds had been down on the rally in the stock markets, but only slightly. The U.S. dollar was generally firm, although it's down a tiny bit against the yen as I speak. The precious metals markets mixed. Platinum and palladium are a little higher. Gold and silver slightly lower, but gold's really steady overall. It's at 1237.65. And crude oil rallied further, although those gains were paired later in later trading. It's currently crude's currently at 73.10, has been as high as 73.98. Industrial metals were firmer in here today. Actually, copper did very well, 8 cents up at 331.15. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, there are two big factors here. The biggest of them is that the Wall Street-led contingent of mostly OECD markets remains in a reaction phase. It has eased down towards prior support levels within this overall broad trading range. We do have short-term oversold indicators, but we have not yet seen the sort of upward dynamics that would indicate that a recovery had commenced. Now, Wall Street did not take out yesterday's lows, but it more importantly, it didn't get any follow-through on the upside. So those lows are quite possibly still vulnerable. Bottom line, we need upward dynamics, as I said, to indicate that a rally commencing with a bear squeeze followed by some bargain hunting is underway. Now, the other factor that I would mention, I've mentioned daily in these broadcasts, is that the ASEAN group of stock markets plus India remain remarkably steady. And for instance, Indonesia, which has been the biggest leader of all, touched another new high in here today. So we have had that uncoupling. I don't think during the last few months of this ranging phase, I don't think that would continue if we were to see Wall Street break down towards the 1,000 level on the S&P, let alone below, as many have forecast. That's by no means a certainty in here against the background of short-term oversold indicators. Now, I just maintain that this is still the tricky, rangy period, and it'll be very interesting to see how markets respond as we get into September, but I still feel that we're on track for a decent performance kicking in somewhere from mid-October. It could start sooner, but we the best to take this really kind of one day at a time, looking at the technical evidence, and I can there's no more I can add to that at this point. But the valuations are, or there are certainly plenty of valuations out there that are really quite attractive. Sentiment is fragile, to put it mildly, and people are still piling into bonds. I've described it as a lemming run, but then I've got a good email which today, which in comment of the day, which is provides a counter view, and it's a well thought out email, I feel. So it's, never say that Fuller Money won't show both sides of the story here, so that investors can make up their own minds. I have said, while I'm bearish of the bonds, I have said repeatedly that the momentum play is still in evidence. So, in other words, the feeding frenzy continues in these bonds. I just feel that it will end in tears, and possibly sooner than most people are banking on. Every time I hear from a bond bull, they're really quite sanguine about the prospects of yield staying low for quite a lengthy period of time. Some mention a number of years, on the basis of the Japanese experience, but I don't see it as etched in granite that we're going to repeat anything like that. Obviously, there are deflationary pressures. There are also building inflationary pressures. And one of those was evident again here today. We had strong grain and bean prices, and not least for corn. And so food price inflation, and the grains and beans aren't the only ones moving up. I think food price inflation is pretty much a reality, and it could well get worse. And because the successful economies in this cycle, led by Asia, and those are the high population economies, so they're increasing considerably more food. They're increasing they're consuming more, rather, industrial resources. So this is very likely to cause additional commodity price inflationary problems. And I think this is a recipe for some stagflation. Whether the bond market will be as sanguine about that as it is today remains to be seen, and I would be skeptical that that it can remain unaffected by further at least agricultural price inflation, which I expect. Gold's performance is good, and as is and the other precious metals have improved notably. I think I should probably do a review of those tomorrow. But I talked about gold in here today, and actually bought a wee bit of bullion via the futures markets here myself. The short-term indicators are a little bit overbought because we've had this steady push back up to the higher side of the range, where there may be a bit of additional resistance, but an upward break, I think, particularly if that occurs in September when the seasonal factors are improving for bullion. I think that would draw in some momentum play there as well. My main worry in terms of having a position myself, or it's really more of a concern than a worry, is that when sentiment improves, and I think, as you know, I think sentiment towards Western stock markets will improve in the fourth quarter and quite possibly sooner. But when it does improve, I would not be surprised if gold loses some of its relative strength just because it's facing more competition from the so-called risk assets. But we will see. But not a great deal going on here today. I think that probably the highlight would be the firmness of the grain and bean complex today, and a bounce by copper. And on that note, all the best to you. Roll on tomorrow.